Hey, it's Brian Hayes. Big news in Canada. Manscaped is officially launched throughout the country. It is time to fire up the best men's below-the-waist grooming option possible. That is Manscaped. You're going to feel better about yourself, and most importantly, your significant other is going to absolutely love it. Check out the website manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping with the code Hayes, that's H-A-Y-E-S, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the promo code Hayes and start trimming. This is the trip that will ultimately determine what's going to happen. There's only so far you can drop in the standings. You still can get into the play-in, but they're chasing Washington. Chicago's still lurking. You're at Denver. You're at Utah. You're at the L.A. teams. This is the toughest four-game trip they're probably going to have all year. And to chat about it, we're joined now by our TSN 1050 Raptors analyst, Jack Armstrong. How you doing, Jack?
I'm great, Brian. How are you?
Doing pretty well. This one, I'm not sure there's ever a perfect time for a tough road trip, but the Raps did not only beat Denver, they had their most impressive win of the year, I would argue, probably against Denver a few weeks ago, just before the trade deadline. And Jamal Murray's not in. So what do you think the thought process is here with a very difficult four-game roadie, considering the realities of their situation with the standings? How do the Raptors handle this?
Well, they destroyed them.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, they were in the midst of just a disastrous stretch, and it was the one positive game that they had. So I'm sure the Nuggets remember that. I think the Raptors are also catching a break here tonight because they're catching the Nuggets on a home back-to-back. So that helps as well. And they also catch Utah on a back-to-back on Saturday night. Utah plays at Phoenix Friday night. You know, usually the Raptors end up being that team that has, and I've experienced it a lot over the years, where you come into Utah or Denver on a back-to-back, and you're playing at altitude, and you have little to no chance. It's incredible how difficult it is to win a game like that. The Raptors actually won one last season at Utah, which was amazing, on the last game of a West Coast trip. So I think early in this game, in spite of the fact you're playing at altitude, it takes time to adjust. I think the Raptors got to try to run them as hard as they can and get a lead and play with the lead, play with a cushion, and be super aggressive against them and take the fight to them. I think the urgency level's got to be there tonight. And, yeah, Fred VanVleet's not playing tonight, and you don't have Trent and Boucher and Watson. But nonetheless, I think a kid like Malachi Flynn's playing really well right now, and I think is a positive. This is a great experience for him tonight and an opportunity for him tonight. And here's how I'm looking at the trip. I mean, Washington's two games ahead of you, but you have the tiebreaker against them. You play them a week from today, next Thursday night, your first game back from a West Coast trip in Tampa. And can you get, you know, can you pick up one game on this trip? Can you be down one game to Washington when you meet them next Thursday night? And then you got to beat them. And if you beat them, you're tied up with five to play. So I'm not trying to complicate this all that much. Can you find a way to scratch and claw and get back to Tampa next Thursday night down one and say, here we go. All right, let's get it on right here and beat Washington and five games left, and all you got to do is hold serve. So that, to me, is what it's about on this trip.
Yeah, they've clearly got to get one minimum. I mean, two would be – they'd sign off on that right now. You gave them two wins on this trip, they'd take it right now, and they probably should. But VanVleet will not go tonight. He's still not feeling 100%. That's my concern, is, you know, how much he's going to be able to give you down the stretch here, when Boucher can return, if he can at all. But the silver linings is you got, you know, younger guys like Malachi Flynn, who you just mentioned, Jack, who he's a gamer at the very least, is he not? I mean, he's got the mentality. He's willing to take shots, and he battles for you. And I think that's probably the silver linings of silver linings right now in terms of the backcourt and where this could be going, not only this year, but into the future.
I said this on TV the other night, and I say this in as positive and respectful way as you can say it. He's like a bull in a china shop, which I love. I mean, he's coming after you. He's sticking his nose in there. He's not afraid, and I like that. He can live with the consequences. And to me, he's got a little swagger, a little toughness, a little presence about him. And I like that in young players. He's not afraid. And if he's going down, he's going down fighting, standing on what he believes in and what he's about as a player. And he's super smart, and he's learning from his mistakes, and he's getting better. His playmaking's improving. His ball protection has been excellent. He can create his own shot. He's doing a good job shooting the ball. He plays well in the fourth quarter. He got them in a position to win on Tuesday night against the Nets. I mean, they had a lead because of him. You know, so to me, in spite of the fact that Van Vliet's out, I'm confident he's going to be ready for the challenge tonight.
Jack, rumors out there about, the 76ers, the Heat, the Clippers with Kyle pursuing him in the offseason. You know, what are the chances you think that he does come back to Toronto, or do you believe that he's done here?
Oh, I think it's an open book right now. I don't think there's anything set in stone. I think that they'll have that discussion, obviously, based upon the Bird rights. They can sign him, regardless for whatever they want to sign him for, regardless of what the cap is and all that. So they have that trump card that no one else has. Now, you could try to do a sign and trade and partner with somebody. You obviously got to partner with Kyle and his agent, and you got to partner with the other team to get some degree of return on that back. A lot will depend, on outright can a team sign him. I think Miami can move the books around a little bit to be able to sign him outright. I still think they made a mistake going for Victor Oladipo. I think they totally blew it with that transaction. If I'm them, I'm going for Kyle Lowry. I think he makes them a team that's a formidable opponent right now. And I think a lot of teams slept on him. I said it before, he makes the same impact as a Chris Paul. And look at what Chris Paul is doing in Phoenix. You know, people get too caught up in statistics and age and all this other nonsense. It's about what a guy does, just the leadership, the toughness, all that, and productivity. So to me, Miami, yeah, and Philadelphia's his hometown and all that. But Miami always has the trump card because there's no state income tax there, and so you're netting more money. So when you talk money in a situation like that. And then the Lakers with the other team mentioned, a lot will depend on how things shake out here in the next few months with them. But he'll be a guy that a lot of teams will be interested in. But nonetheless, the Raptors have his Bird rights, and he can play here for more money than anywhere else. So we'll see. A lot's going to be for him. I think his legacy's intact here, so that's not an issue. I think it's a matter of where he's going to feel comfortable finishing his career and what his goals are. To close things off.
With Jack Armstrong, the Raptors are in Denver tonight, taking on the Nuggets. You were calling a game a couple nights ago against Cleveland when Kevin Love just decided I'm not playing anymore and swatted at the ball, but swatted it into play. And the Raptors took advantage of that. And you see these goofy plays happen all over sports, but usually it's in, you hear Chicago's broadcast team or it's Miami's broadcast team. And it was you and Devlin, and you guys went viral because you guys were on it. And I was pumping your tires for that, Jack. Not that I would I would ever be surprised by this, but you saw it the way everyone else did live. Like, what was that? Like, what was he doing there? And it was a really in-the-moment reaction, and it was a totally appropriate one, an accurate one. But you've been around the game for a long time, and that one could have thrown off a lot of people. Like, wait a minute, was there a whistle that I missed? Did they call timeout? Like, take us through that scene in that process when Kevin Love did what he did a couple of nights ago against the Raptors.
Well, it's funny. The next morning, my wife texts me and she said, "You're viral." I said, "What are you talking about?" And she, Kevin Love. And I'm going, "Kevin Love, what did I say about Kevin Love last night?" I'm like, I said a lot of things about Kevin Love, but I'm like, okay, I'm scratching my head. I'm thinking of that play, but I'm also thinking of others. I don't know what I'm viral for, but I don't follow all this nonsense, What went through my head was absolute confusion, quite frankly, because I'm calling the game a few thousand miles from Tampa, Florida. So I'm watching the game just like you guys on a television. I'm sitting in the Scotiabank Arena, and I'm clueless. I'm going, what just happened? I don't have an idea. Really, I honestly am saying that. And there are times, you know, I try to first guess on TV, and I'll say, you know, if I'm in this position, this is what I would do, and usually it's a wrong guess. But nonetheless, there are times I'm totally guessing, and I'm not sure what I just saw because I'm not there. And particularly when you call games in person, courtside, you know, it's all there in front of you. I can watch body language. I can hear guys, what they're saying to each other. Kind of plays are starting to build up, and I'm kind of getting ready for what's going to happen. But when you're calling it off the TV, it's really, really hard. And so when that happened, I looked at Matt. I'm like, I don't know what I just saw. And I've never seen anything like that in my life. And obviously he looked ticked off. I thought originally maybe just batted the ball down and it was out of bounds, but he was standing out of bounds. So the fact that he batted it in bounds, I'm like, what is this dude doing? So, and I respect the heck out of Kevin Love. I think he's a terrific player. I've had an opportunity to meet him a number of times. He's a really pleasant guy. And I was just shocked by it all. So I hope I did okay when I did viral.
You went viral for a good reason, man. you hit the nail on the head, Jack. Like, you were literally, your reaction was exactly what everyone else was reacting
to.
You
know, it's interesting you say went viral. The year before I went viral, Jim Boylan, who was fired as the head coach of the Chicago Bulls, on Super Bowl Sunday, and we're at the Scotiabank Arena. It's Sunday afternoon, and literally I'm going after the game. This is obviously before the pandemic, and I'm going to watch the Super Bowl. I'm going to have a number of pops and enjoy myself and watch the Super Bowl. So this guy, they're losing by, I don't know, 20, 30 points. He calls a timeout with like 10 seconds left. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, seriously, are you kidding me? What are you doing? Are you trying to prove that you're Joe Coach and, like, you have some strategic play when the game's totally out of reach? Are you kidding me? Like, that one I saw in person, and I just went nuts. So that one I know went viral. I felt a little more comfortable about that one because yeah. I was there. I could feel it, and I looked at him. I'm like, are you nuts? This one I was, like, completely confused. So, but hey, you do the best you can, and hopefully it's like a broken clock. You hope to get it at least right twice a day.
That's exactly it. Well, you go viral once a year, man. You're living, Jack. That's all that matters. That's what you should be striving for with Jack Armstrong. So before we get you out of here, what's going on here with Dove, Mencara, the Raptors? I know you're involved in that. What can you tell us about it?
Well, you know, thanks for asking. I'm really proud to be part of this. Dove, Mencara, and the Raptors, and Dad Central, they've done a great job. They've partnered together to kind of celebrate families who take the time to bond, not only over basketball, but sports. And, you know, for fathers to kind of be engaged and really spend time with their kids. And I think back to when my kids all played sports, and my wife is actually a former Division I head coach as well. She was a women's soccer coach at Niagara, women's basketball assistant at Niagara. That's how we met. So she coached my kids in soccer and basketball. Obviously, I travel for a living. But I, you know, you spend a lot of time with your kids. The best conversations I ever had with my kids were in the car, shoulder to shoulder in the front seat. I say, hey, no radio, no electronic device. Let's chat. And those chats you have with your kids on the way to the game, on the way home, are priceless. And I think athletics not only builds character, it reveals it. And, you know, it reveals a lot of good about ourselves. It reveals flaws that we need to improve. And I just think that I like what Dove is doing because they're trying to get people to write in and say, hey, your experience as a dad with your daughter or with your son and how sports bring you together and the life lessons you can teach your kids from sports. So, and I think we all go through this. And I think all three of us here have memories with our, not only our dads, but moms, you know, parents, that, you know, authority figures in our life that, you know, you're able to learn something through sport that make you a better young man, young lady. So I like what they're doing, and it's a great message, and I'm happy to be part of it.
Awesome. Good stuff, Jack. Yep. And we always appreciate you doing this. We'll do it again soon. Enjoy the game tonight.
Guys, thank you so much. No viral moment. I got through this interview, and I didn't embarrass myself.
We'll try to get you next time. Don't you worry.
You got
it. We're seeking it out.
Have a great night, guys.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Jack. There he is, Jack Armstrong.